get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick up and shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
Welcome back to another hour of fantastic local music. Well, last hour wasn't all local music because I had trainees. And you can bring a trainee DJ to the radio station, but you can't make them play local music. As this old saying goes. But speaking of local music, coming up next, let's listen to a track off of Talia Rose's newest album. For longtime listeners of my show, you know Talia Rose was on over the summer in June, I think. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max. I'll be your host here on the Town with Mikey D for the next 3 hours, and we're gonna have three fantastic guests in those 3 hours in just about 10 minutes. The Daylilies are gonna come in here, and we're gonna chat about music and their new track. And then at 9:45, the folks who run Dud's Dungeon are going to be here, and they're going to talk about their DIY venue and what they do. And then at 10:30, Drop Bear is going to be playing live in Studio D, and then I'll be chatting with them after that, and it's going to be a great time. So stick around. It's going to be all local, all good music, so don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to have Talia Rose.
Mm-hmm. once again to crush the horizon. The sun always comes to disaster. One more feat, I never seem to master. One more speech, just shy of cloying, seize your joy and headlock. We are another year on headlock. We are another year on headlock. We are another year on headlock. We are another year on. One more ray of light, don't look straight at the source, and one more. That binds my life to yours, and one. trade my worst day with you for anything.
All right, that last song was just, and correct me if my pronunciation's wrong, Petillant?
Petillant.
Petillant. Okay, yes. Now, I took Italian, not French, in high school, so there you go.
We knew we were setting ourselves up for failure when we named the single that. No one's going to be able to spell it. No one's going to be able to say it.
But hey, once they learn how, they'll learn a new word. And that's pretty cool. Yes. And what does it mean?
Sparkling.
Sparkling. Cool. All right. Now let's all go around this way. Say your name. Oh, I'm here with the Daylilies, by the way. You just heard their new single.
Petillant.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get it the third time. But yeah, let's all go around, say your name, what instrument you play, and then we'll go from there.
I'm Matt Frank. I play guitar.
I'm Laura England Clean. I play guitar and I sing.
Amy G, play the bass.
I'm Mike, and I play keyboards.
Adam, and I'm drums and comic relief.
Yeah, it's important to have a drummer that can do that.
Yeah, it's part of the gig.
Did they give you a mic, too?
Yes.
Yes, good, good.
I conned him into it.
Good. yeah, and... Are those headphones working?
Yeah, they're just incredibly loud. I can't even hear myself think.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Now you know how the rest of us feel.
Mike.
Is that better or worse? How's that?
No effect.
No effect.
That's okay.
Huh. Are you plugged into this one? Is that why? No, is that you?
I think it's good now.
Okay. Is it working? No? Try the, are those headphones better?
I think it's directly connected.
Yeah.
Oh, these are totally dead.
Oh,
Yay, okay.
Feast or famine.
Go.
Did I mention I'm a diva?
I guess so.
It's important to have one of those as well as comic relief.
So you try this.
Yes.
You try this.
Well, let's. Yeah, is it that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, is it plugged in over
either.
Here?
I think I lost
is that the.
Hearing.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
We're good. This is fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. We got it figured out. Yeah. Anyway.
We're professionals.
So, you guys have a single release party coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
At the jungle.
Oh, at the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Welcome to the jungle.
Great yes. venue. Yeah.
We're playing with some other great bands.
Very nice.
Ruby Grove is going to be starting out the night, and then this is going to be us, and then we're going to have Happy Little Clouds, and rounding out the night with Music Farm.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Should be good. So I think it'll be a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm biased.
I'll be out of town, unfortunately, but I'm bummed that I'll be missing it. But do you have anything else? I know. I'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else lined up?
We're sort of in the writing process right now. Not even sort of. We've been writing a lot. So this single is just one of many songs that we're working on. So I think we're going to take a little bit of a break, not on purpose, but we're not actively booking shows, just so that we can really get our new stuff.
We got a couple more almost ready.
Yeah?
We got to do some tracking, me and you, Ed Frank.
Oh, mm-hmm. dear. I guess and I better start taking lessons again.
Practice.
So we'll probably get a... I don't know if we haven't really figured out what we're going to do. Maybe a couple more singles mm-hmm. solely or whatever. But I think the goal is to get them all completed and whatnot at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. And how long have you all been playing together as a band?
Oh, I know this one because it was...
all right.
Because it was my 50th birthday party, which was October 14th, 2016 was the first time the four of us minus Amy were all in the same room together. And, we had a different bass player, but Amy joined us a year ago. So, yes. So, the four of us since 2016. And then,
yes.
And then Amy joined us, what, about a year ago, Amy?
Almost a year ago to the date.
Wow. Mm.
Okay. Happy anniversary.
I think my first practice with you was like October 3rd of last year or something.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, that's and great.
I just checked my calendar.
Happy anniversary.
It was a leap year, so it is 365 days.
Wow. Yeah.
So you knew
how
that.
Far you've
this
come.
Is a great way to celebrate.
Yeah. Oh, happy to have you. And congrats on the first year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, it's been so much fun.
We haven't scared her off yet.
So, Not yet.
That's what I said.
We've got Diva, we've got Comedic Relief. What other roles do the other three of you play?
Ed Frank's the eye candy.
I mean, he is. Seriously. And he has the best hair. I mean, it's just...
That's part of being eye candy. It involves having the best hair.
I would say you're also the secret Diva. I might be the outward diva, but you're a secret
it's
diva.
It's not a very well-kept secret.
Mike,
he said the God particle.
Yeah, we call Mike the God particle.
I am the remora or whatever, whoever attaches himself to everything that's great and just everybody thinks that I did something and I didn't. That's
well,
my role.
Mike is very humble. He does all of our mixing and... most of our mastering, so everything that you hear on any of our streaming platforms or anything, all has been touched and finessed by Mike. Yeah.
Thanks.
Ooh, I just threw something on the floor that was...
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was
dun, dun,
dun. The whole station's falling apart.
You always make me sound so good, Mike. Yeah.
Do we have a role for Amy?
Well, she's audio. She's a visual director.
Ooh,
right.
That sounds good.
She's the only one. She's got an iPhone 16.
Stuff.
You know,
all the videos. She's got her phone out over here. I'm trying not to look awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impossible. Put a filter on.
it's all any of us can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's part of just, you know, just faking it till you make it, right? So. You guys have been playing together since 2016. Do you have a favorite gig that you've played together as a band?
Ooh.
Oh, I hate to pick this one just because it was pre-Amy, but we got a call from the people who booked Sonia to open up for this Irish folk band, the Marriott Wallopers, the next day. And it was a rehearsal night anyway. So we're like, all right, let's do it. And it ended up being just a fantastic gig. And I had to do some smooth talking to get out of an altercation with some Irish nationalists for no fault of my own. Somebody I was with said something inflammatory, and I had to run to my car. which actually
it
was
none
not,
of us. None of us were those inflammatory person.
Well, the funny thing is, I was borrowing a car from my aunt had just died, and that's not the funny thing.
I'm sorry.
I had her car, and she had this weird royalist streak, so she actually had a decal of Queen Elizabeth in the backseat waving. So I was like, oh God, if these guys see me getting into this car, I'm done for. Fortunately, Brookline Street in Cambridge is a one-way facing the correct way, so that they were looking at the safe side of the car, so I did not get killed.
Yep. You got to drive towards them, wave goodbye, and then turn left on Green Street and say, all right, see ya.
Yeah, the Queen waved goodbye. And then
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That was a fun show, though. It was a sold-out show. It was a crazy, rowdy crowd. And, it's always nice to play a show like that. Mm-hmm. That's probably the one I would pick too. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I agree. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but yeah, that was the first one that popped into my head for sure.
Yeah. Any other?
Well, I don't know. What else stands out?
Yeah. I mean, I can think of some real bad ones.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, I can think of a few. And I was like, wow, I got to get that.
1 p.m. on a 95-degree July day. Blacktop parking lot. It was a great sort of venue, and I think we played well, but I almost melted.
I got a sunburn in real time on stage, and Ad made fun of me and said, oh, look, you're getting sunburned. Thanks.
But it was over the course that she turned from white to pink.
Yes.
In the course of 25 minutes.
I'm a natural redhead. I'm obviously very pale. And that was not my finest hour.
No. They should have had cover for you guys.
They've adjusted. It was a new place.
Yeah.
They threw it together and they didn't know what they were in for. And it was hot. It was so hot that they canceled the next year's show at the same spot at the same weekend because it was even hotter.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So.
Do you have any favorite songs to play live?
Besides our new single, Petion.
Yes.
How's it pronounced?
Yeah, Petion. I had just forgotten too. I had another question or two about it, but I was like, But I remember it now, so I'll ask the questions next.
I mean, that one's a lot of fun to play live. A lot of the very first songs that these guys had written, like Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, we still play it. It's still fun. It never gets old.
I love Sturmey Archer. I love that song live. That's still one of my favorites, and we'll be playing that this weekend, actually. An oldie but a goodie. That's off our first EP, actually, that came out in 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. If you want, we could listen to it. With that?
I'd love that.
Listen to Sturmey Archer?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And
you have two guitar solos in this song.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Oh, but I'm much better now.
Oh. I'll find out on Saturday.
I took lessons during COVID. This is,
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear that. I'll get all your headphones fixed and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks.
Sturmey Archer, time to change my gears again. Time to chase my fears again, Sturmey Archer. Time to brave the road again. Skip out on what's old again, Sturmey Archer. I'm
Okay, and we are back, and we all have working headphones. Yes?
Yay. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Woohoo! Yay! Sorry that they weren't working when you guys came in here.
All good.
But better late than never.
Hey Max, what can you tell us about that band Winkler you were playing earlier? They sounded like our kind of thing.
Yeah, they are really cool. The they played on the town back in April, I believe, and they are kind of I guess you call them like a kind of psychedelic kind of throwback. They have the great 60s, 70s kind of harmonies style. They're touring around right now. I think they have a couple local shows coming up.
But they're from here?
Yep. Oh, yep. Cool. Yep. Yep. Boston band.
Are they from Emerson College, you know? Because like, you know, Henry Winkler is the most famous graduate of Emerson. But
right.
As far as I know.
I think that... Yeah. I'm not actually sure where they went to school.
I don't need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Cool. I'll look out for them.
But definitely keep an eye out for them. Winkler's great. And the band that I played after them, Cilantro, shares a member with Winkler. And then there's another group called DOSS, D-O-S-S. And there are also... another cool local band that shares members with both of those other bands. Yeah. And speaking of the crazy band gesturing with my hands vaguely for everyone listening, because I can't find the word, but there's so much overlap. What other groups have you all played in the Boston area?
Hey.
I'll go first. You guys are all just staring out into space. I moved to Boston in the late 90s playing with a band called Dragstrip Courage for about 5 years, and then went on to play in Reverse for 15 years with stints in a couple of years in Antler. And I'm currently in another band called The Magic City, which is just a couple of years old, and we'll have a record out early next year. And should we mention, would you bring up the band that we were in 20 years ago together at, Frank?
Commotional Rescue?
Commotional Rescue. We had one show. But I also played with, the reason I'm here with Ad Frank is because I was a member of his band called Ad Frank and the Fast Easy Women for a few years. That's my whole story. You should go.
You're sticking to
You're
it.
Right there.
Yeah, Ad and I started playing together basically out of high school, you know, a number of years ago. Played in a band called Miles Death Muffin, which then became Permafrost. We're out there, you know, touring the country and trying to become rock stars back in the day. So, but it was nice to be reunited, as Ad said, you know, at his birthday a few years ago, putting together what would become this band. So it's great to be back and playing with him again.
Wow. Yeah.
Next.
Ladies.
Well, I'm actually not from this area. I mean, I'm from New England, but I did stints with my bands up in Maine. And so I was in a band called the Feather Lungs, which was really fun. We were based in Portland. And then I also had a couple of other things. You know how that goes. You just do a few shows, and then you see what happens, and then something happens, and someone leaves and stomps off or whatever. So I had a punk band called the Sweet Terror for a while that I really loved. And then I moved down here, and I met Ad Frank, and actually my husband is Matthew Klein, who was our original bassist. So I met Matt, and then I met Ad Frank through Matt, and I currently actually moonlight in the band Lavina Falls with another mutual friend, Valerie Forgione, in her project. So we just played this past weekend, so I sing some vocals in there with her. So that's what I'm doing currently. Yeah. Amy.
So my other band is called Endation, more of a grunge punk band, different from this one. So it's a lot of fun to have. It's a lot of fun to play in bands of different genres, different styles, and all that. But in terms of previous bands, before I was even playing bass, I was in a band called Madame Bruja playing keyboards.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, I was singing in a band called Big Giant. And then when I finally started playing bass, the first band I played bass with was called Crow Follow. And then I went on to play with Linnea's Garden, Tis Tis Task. And now I am here. I was fortunate to be recruited to the Daylilies.
And all of that was in like a 18-month period.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The past 2 years have been crazy. Yeah.
You've
oh,
been man. In as many bands as I have, and you're like half as old as I am.
I know. It's insane. Lots of fun, though.
And Ad, I think you're up next.
Oh, I think everybody covered it. That's pretty. I think the only one that sort of has no overlap. I was in a band called Lifestyle with Sean Drinkwater, and I was briefly in the Bon Savants. Yeah, that's about it. Everything else is stuff that has been talked about.
Cool. Yeah. Well, seeing as you all have been around Boston for a while, how would you say the Boston scene has changed in many ways? What kind of stands out to you over the years? Things that we've lost, things that we've gained?
they're all looking at me because I'm the oldest. There's just so many other things for people to do now. When Adam and I were first trying to break into the scene, there was, you know, I think the VCR had been invented, but certainly not everybody had one. So people had cable TV, but certainly no streaming, nothing like that. Home computers were not common. If you were in a band and you were playing weekends, you could pretty much make a living off of it. You'd be poor, but you could make a living off of it. It was just playing for Thursday, Friday, Saturday every week for a couple hundred people because people were going out. There are commercial radio stations who are a little more supportive. Just kind of mixing in local music with a national act. So you go to see a band at the Paradise and wouldn't even necessarily know they were local. You just heard their song on the radio station. So. Yeah, there's less. It's more grassroots. It's less infrastructure, but there's less backbiting. I mean, I think people aren't like stepping on each other's heads trying to get famous because no one's getting famous at this point. I think people are nicer to each other now, so that part is better.
One thing that I've heard from a lot of artists that are coming into the scene now is that it's very collaborative and everyone's always willing to lend a hand. So it's, I mean, maybe not always, but a lot of people are, and that's super cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that statement. It's been a nice community, and it was a nice community that, survived COVID. Mm-hmm. And we did lots of interesting things. Ad and I for a while, together, I still am. We did Blondie tribute band. And some of the band members, they're just like, okay, set up your phone and let's record each other playing along to, the version of the blind. We made a video, mm-hmm. And then the Daylilies made a video during COVID.
Oh, yeah, we made
but
that.
I think
Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome, yeah. And I just think that the COVID actually helped the community maybe be better. I don't know. It's still too soon to know. But, so that's something.
I do know that it's come back pretty strong, which is very nice to see.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And speaking of community, I think that you mentioned that you had to shout someone out who just joined the Tufts community.
Thank you, Max. Aww. I completely forgot. My
professional.
My daughter Lindsay's a first year here, and she just got out of her Wednesday evening seminar class, and she said, to give her a shout out. So that's what I'm doing. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
These people all know her too. They're all
very
happy
singer.
She can be around.
She's a really good singer.
Oh, thank you, Laura. But yeah, thanks, Max.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Oh, and for my two cents, you should totally join WMFO. It's a great place. I loved doing it when I was a student here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it here.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I do believe that this is the coolest room on campus. Yeah. All right. I'll give you two more quick questions to wrap things up. And I want an answer from each of you. If you had to describe the Daylilies with one word that wasn't Daylilies, what word would you choose that you can say on air?
Laura.
Oh, why are you?
It's a nice caveat there.
I know. They already told me not to use obscenities. I don't know what kind of a reputation I have. Wow. One word. Ad Frank.
That's two words. That's how I describe it.
Sorry, that's it.
Hyphenated.
Petty aunt.
Oh, all right. Oh, I love that. I think that does describe us. Oh, of course you had the best one. Wow, I'm going to pass for a moment. Amy, do you have something?
I'm thinking. I'm passing.
Okay. Jeez, we're always great on our feet here. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go with talented. How about that?
Yeah. Oh,
I think that's great.
That's a good one, Adam.
Resilient. I don't know.
I thought we were just screaming out adjectives. you know what? I think thoughtful is what I would say about us as a band and our music. I think it's thoughtful. We really put a lot of thought into our songwriting, and I think that's our biggest strength, is the songwriting. Yeah.
I like that one. That was good.
And I think it definitely shows through as well. You know, I was listening to some of your discography as I was getting ready for this, and it's all very enjoyable to listen to.
Thank you.
I only played two of your songs, but if you're listening and you liked hearing the Daylilies, you should also listen to them. And I think we have one more word to describe them.
Oh, hilariously elegant. I don't have one word. There's no one word. That's,
yeah.
We always laugh a lot during our rehearsals. It's a lot of fun. Fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I would love to see you guys live sometime, because I do believe that, I mean, it's always more fun seeing a band that's having fun.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun when we play.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a good time.
I think it comes through in your recording too. You might not have as much fun doing that. Hopefully you do. But
I think we do. Mike makes it really fun.
Yeah, these guys, they give me all their stuff and then they expect me to just, you know, whatever. But
make it sound stressful.
You're the god
particle. But the recording process always has its, you know, stressful moments, and you just, you know, it's so rewarding when it comes out okay. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't come out okay, you just do it again. Mm-hmm. And then nobody needs to know.
When we were recording the full length, Mike was putting all his work into the recording, and I was like coming up with all these ways I could help, like help track, help do this. And he's like, Ad, I've got this. Just let me do this. I'm like, no, but I want to help you. And he said, if you want to help me, show up to the recording session having learned your parts.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Who knew? And I think that that's a great piece of advice. You know, as a former Eagle, or I guess you're always an Eagle Scout, but Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Right.
And on that, I've been joined by the Daylilies. Where can people find you on social media, and where can people find you on Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday. We're on all the regular socials. We just released our single on SoundCloud. Bandcamp. It's out. We have, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
And Bandcamp Fridays this week.
If you want to support live local music, come out on Saturday. And if you want to support recorded local music, buy us on Bandcamp.
Didn't we have a video up there too?
We do.
For this song.
We have a video for this song. And we'll be at the Jungle this Saturday with our friends Ruby Grove and Happy Little Clouds and Music Farm.
And the video was directed by the brilliant Joan Hathaway, right?
Yes.
I get that right?
Yes.
Yep. Brilliant? Yeah, good.
Yes.
Absolutely. Check us out. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. It was a pleasure having you guys.
Thank you.
Yay. And...
Thanks. Take care.
Oh, you got it. And now we're going to hear a quick one from the Zip Tie Handcuffs, and then I'll be joined by the folks from Dud's Dungeon. Woo! Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right, how about that? That was just Zip Tie Handcuffs with Spellfire. And when I first looked at that, I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can say, I can. If it was Hellfire, I think I'd be able to say that on air. And now I am joined by, well, would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm John.
I'm Matt.
And what are you, why are you here?
We're here because we hang out at Dud's Dungeon.
Yep.
You do a little bit more than just hang out there. And what is Dud's Dungeon?
Dud's Dungeon is my parents' basement where we've been throwing house shows for the past 5 years.
And how did it get the name Dud's Dungeon?
We call my dad Dud.
Oh.
And that's his basement.
There so you go.
It's Dud's Dungeon. It's not mine.
And so is it his record collection?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's, I mean, I'm sure that you saw, we have a lot of records here.
Sure.
But you
do.
Guys also had a lot of records. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
and
Dud.
And you just had a big festival 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It'll be 2 weeks on Saturday.
And so that was called Dud's Dungeon. It was a lot of fun. And when was the first Dud's Dungeon, or Dud's Dungeon Fest, rather?
First Dungeon Fest was 2021. That was like the first...
Real one.
Yeah, first
we
thing,
had a fake one.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess so. The first ever show we threw was kind of a festival, sort of, in that
way. The prototype.
Yeah, the prototype of, like, let's try to have a bunch of people come in, play some music, raise some money. That was in summer 2019, so that was the first show we threw. We called it Dungeon Fest when we came back from the pandemic. That was, like, the first thing we did post-pandemic was Dungeon Fest. Now we've done four.
Wow. And I've only seen this one, and it was raining. But even though
yes.
It was raining, you guys did a great job making it work. You know.
Yeah, thanks to Matt.
Yeah, we the whole week leading up to it, we were just like checking the weather over and over again, being like, "Oh, should we cancel? Should we postpone?" And we didn't set a rain date, so we just decided to go for it, and you know, move some stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
had bands playing in the garage and in the basement instead of, you know, two outdoor stages. And
yeah.
it worked better than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we made it happen. Yeah, I was dooming all week. I'm just like, it's over now? Yeah. And they're like, no, it's not over. We'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made it happen, yeah. Garage. And that was the first time we've done anything in the garage. Obviously, we've thrown shows in the dungeon, so it wasn't that crazy to move Dungeon Fest in the dungeon and not outside. But the garage was a wonky
new
little
experience.
Last minute setup,
yeah.
New experience, but we made it happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it sounded good too. So big, big props to you on that.
Shout out to Cam.
Cam and Jacob, all them.
Yeah.
They
and
make things sound at all.
Cam is from Three Mandarines, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
which is
it.
A really cool band, and they're referencing a really cool video.
Yeah.
I found them on Instagram because I was like, oh my God, is your show name, is your band name, is that a reference to the Big Les show? And they're like,
sure is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, heck yeah.
And then Jacob's from Free Rock. So.
Yes, yes. And Free Rock is, they were on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple,
yep.
Or earlier this year.
Yep, I listened. That was fun.
Yeah. Were you one of the people who called in?
I wasn't. I was working the door at Deep Cuts. And I was listening on my phone, but
all
those call-ins were fun.
Yeah, yeah, no. I had I think that included one of the members of Three Mandarines. Maybe, I don't know. Someone who I bumped into at Dud's Dungeon was like, oh, I was the one who called in.
Oh, okay, that's
like,
fine,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to do a quick PSA. Here are some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of the world's prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice.
Yes. And now, and I did want to say, because I found Three Mandarines, I found Three Rock through Free Rock through you guys. I found Hi-Fi through you guys. Like, you guys keep, how do you find the groups that you pull in?
It's a lot of like chain of connection, like we'll
friends
meet
of friends.
Yeah, friends
mm-hmm.
of friends.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, if we really like the music and the people are cool, good people, then yeah, I'm gonna promote that as much as possible. That's kind of my whole goal doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Find really great music made by really good people and do as much as I can for it. So, Dungeon Fest.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming events?
Yeah, at the Dungeon, we're throwing a Halloween party on November 1st. We haven't fully announced it yet, but there's going to be an MF Doom tribute set.
Ooh.
Three Mandarines might be playing a set, allegedly. But in the city, it's not my event, but Matt, he's in Dowsing Rod. Mm. They're playing Deep Cuts on October 12th, and the lineup is stacked.
Yeah, it's us, Main Era, Tiberius, and Wake Lee, who's from New York City.
Ooh. Yeah.
So nice.
We'll all be in Medford on October 12th.
Fantastic. October 12th. I think I'll be around in October 12th.
Let's go. Cool. It's a party. Yeah. Deep Cuts.
Heck yeah. I'm flying that day.
No.
Yeah.
Where are you flying?
I'm going to go visit my grandparents.
Oh.
Yeah. Going to go to Charleston.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I'll get to enjoy some warm weather.
Nice.
Yes.
That'll be sweet.
That will be nice. And speaking of all the great music, I know that you had some stuff that you wanted to share on air. Do you know what you would like to have me play first?
Let's see. A band that just played Dungeon Fest, actually cool enough to open up the day for us, Psychotropics. They just put out a new EP. I think I'd like the people to hear something from that.
It's a dud.
Well, that's for explicit. Sure.
Oh, it is.
That would have been my pick. It's a dud. But we're going to go with Fiji off the new EP by Psychotropics.
Is this the right Psychotropics?
No, it's Nesteros Psychotropics.
The full government.
Yeah.
Nesteros Psychotropics.
I don't remember the last time I referred to them as that, though.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Fiji?
Fiji.
Fiji it is.
Fiji.
And that was just Fiji by
Fiji.
Nesteros Psychotropics.
Yes, sir.
And those are all separate words. And the new EP came out September 22nd. Yeah, so
day after Dungeon Fest.
Oh, there we go.
Good planning.
Indeed. Yeah. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm joined by the folks who run Dud's Dungeon.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Rocky. Shout out Jake. They're not here, but they make it all happen too.
And if they want to call in, they are welcome to. And if anyone else listening wants to call in, you can do so at 855-915-WMFO.
Yeah. Call in. Say hi.
Yeah. Now that the phones are working again, which is huge.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was a silly little technical glitch that had them offline all summer.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not fun.
Apparently the correct channel was titled test. So like, oh, that can't be the right one.
Yeah, that's not
but it was. It was the whole time. What do you know? What is something that you wish you knew when you started running a DIY venue?
Oh, wow. You need to have boundaries. You need to know, like, what you're cool with and know how to, like, enforce that, I guess. You know, you need to know what's
off limits.
Yeah, what's off limits.
What parts of the house are off limits.
Yeah, parts of, I don't know, everything. You need to...
When you can just randomly show up there.
Yeah, you know, like, it's not only my home, but, like, my parents' home, so...